From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. This time of year, it may seem like the movie industry is only interested in a box office smash. Even in the summer, though, a few low-budget films sneak into the Cineplex. Our movie critic Bob Mondello says one that deserves an audience is a three-character indie comedy called Your Sister's Sister.
Jack is a sweet guy, though that's not something you'd guess from the way he acts at the memorial service that starts this film. It's been a year since his brother's death, but Jack is still in such a deep funk that his best friend Iris, who was also his brother's girlfriend, decides it's time for an intervention.
I've been watching you for a year now, and whatever you're doing, and whatever you think is helping you, I have a responsibility as your friend to tell you that it's not.
I knew this was coming.
Okay.
Just tell me what to do.
You know that nice red bicycle that you have?
Yes.
Yikes.
Sorry.
What are you going to do? You're going to dust off old red. I'm sending you to my dad's place. You know my dad's place on the island? It's beautiful in the winter. It's idyllic and crisp and peaceful and...
Like, by beautiful you mean rainy and cold.
I'm sorry, I got so distracted because all I heard was moaning.
Right. I'm done.
So off Jack goes, finally arriving at the secluded cabin, only to discover that it's occupied. Hannah, Iris's sister, is there, feeling blue after breaking up with her girlfriend.
I just walked out on a 7-year relationship.
Whoa.
Hence the tequila.
So quiet time for each of them becomes commiserating time.
To your brother.
To your sister. And her sister. Being you.
Yeah.
Quite a few shots of tequila later, Jack has gone much further than he meant to in reassuring Hannah that she's still attractive and desirable. To the surprise of both of them, they end up having drunken sex for all of about 10 seconds, and that potentially awkward situation becomes infinitely more so when they awaken hungover the next morning to the sound of Iris arriving.
What are you doing here? What is going on?
I did. We met last night.
How
Yes, we did. How nice is this?
I've been wanting you guys to meet for so long.
And it's weird. It's weird that you haven't met, so I love it.
I know, it's crazy. What are you doing here?
As you may be gathering, the conversation in Your Sister's Sister has a loose, improvised feel, partly because much of the dialogue was improvised. Writer-director Lynn Shelton likes to work that way, as she did in her previous comedy, Hump Day, which also starred Mark Duplass in a situation where sex got complicated. Here, his conflicted Jack is joined in some really pretty Northwestern woods by Emily Blunt's fragile Iris, Rosemarie DeWitt's guarded Hannah, and perhaps one too many plot twists in the final reel. But by that time, audiences will have been so seduced by the easy, spontaneous charm of Your Sister's Sister that only the really churlish will object. I'm Bob Mondello.